Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The unusual story behind the popular board game Candyland is timely for this season. Written and read by Stacy Marshall. Chances are, you played some classic board games when you were a child, but did you know that one of the most popular games of all time was actually created during a time much like the season in which we're currently living? Here's the little-known story behind the popular board game Candyland and its origins. Candyland has been a part of childhood for the last 70 years. There's no real strategy to it, so even young children could follow the simple rules to meander their game pieces along on the colorful game board. Because of its simplicity, the stress level and the competition are low, making it the perfect way to simply pass the time. And that's exactly what it was designed to do. The game was invented by a teacher under conditions much like the quarantine we're currently experiencing. During the polio epidemic that began in the 1940s, many children were confined indoors out of fear of infection. Those who became ill were further restricted when they were forced to spend days inside their hospital room, and some even inside an iron lung, with only brief breaks to sit up and play simple games on their beds. Until vaccines came along in the 1950s, people were understandably scared. There was no prevention and no cure. Everyone was at risk. There was nothing a parent could do to protect the family, shared historian David Oshinsky. So when teacher Eleanor Abbott contracted the disease, she herself spent time with the children in the polio ward of the hospital. That was when she realized they needed an escape from their current reality. She started thinking of a way they could travel virtually to a magical place that would take their mind off things and help them pass time. Candyland was the perfect game for this. It didn't require you to pay attention or move around a lot, and it was inclusive of all skill levels and ages. On the original game board, you'll even notice that the artwork of the little boy includes him wearing a leg brace. What a wonderful gift Eleanor Abbott was able to give to the children during the polio outbreak. She used her own forced downtime while she recovered to find a way to serve others. Her gift helped children feel less sad, bored, and alone. I bet many of you may have even busted out your own puzzles and board games like Candyland to entertain your family during quarantine. How wonderful to think that some of the innovations during the COVID-19 pandemic may be a blessing for future generations the way Candyland has been for ours. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 4:10-11.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.